15-year career, 11-time Pro Bowler, 2-time first-team All-Pro. He is the Cowboys' franchise leader in receiving yards and receptions, 4th all-time in receptions in the entire NFL, and I promise you, if there's mothers out there that are trying to marry their daughters off, they are going to tell them to find somebody just like this guy right here. We are joined now by the one and only Jason Witten. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well, KD. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for the kind words there.
Oh, it is absolutely my pleasure. You've blessed Cowboys fans and the organization with steady leadership since 2003, obviously a Bill Parcells disciple. But one of the things I mentioned was about your status as the franchise leader. I was doing some research, and the closest person since Dez Bryant was released, the closest person to your receptions total is Cole Beasley. He's like 891 receptions behind you, which is more than any other Cowboy has had in history. Michael Irvin is second with 750. So the gap between you and the current active leader is that huge. Is that receptions record the thing that you're most proud of about your career, or is there something else that you kind of hang your hat on as far as your statistical accomplishments?
Well, certainly I'm honored to be in the top five in that list of receptions. I think that was a byproduct, though. I think it was, it's a performance business, and so certainly you want to be able to do your job and do it well and catching passes for a tight end and advancing it and getting first downs is a big part of that. But I really think that was a byproduct of just how I went about it. I said when I retired that the journey is a reward. And I think what I mean by that is I loved it. I revered the game of football. And so each step of the way, whether it was off-season workouts, training camp, how you handle yourself after a tough loss like they experienced on Sunday, how do you handle success and winning the division? And so I really thought that, my best trait was just how I went about it and the opportunity that Jerry gave me to be able to put that star on my helmet and do that for 15 years and be a captain for a lot of those years. I mean, that's what it's all about. And get to do it with great guys and carry on that tradition of America's team. And, I think the catches became a byproduct of really every day how I attacked my job.
Now, of course, it was a big shock to Cowboys Nation when you walked away from the game to start your broadcast career, joining the ESPN Monday Night Football booth. You mentioned training camp. I imagine veterans don't miss training camp, but there had to be something that was tugging at you when, for the first time in over two decades, July and August rolled around and you weren't putting on the cleats and putting on the pads. That had to affect you in some sort of way.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, look, if I could play till I was 50, I would, I think, there's a point, and that's what I experienced is, you're getting older and you have high expectations and standards for yourself. And look, have an opportunity to stay around the game that I love and share insight and knowledge on a platform like Monday Night Football. It was an incredible opportunity for me. I think more than anything else, when you go through it, you're always going to miss it. I mean, I would almost worry about myself if I didn't miss it. And I have a new challenge, and I'm diving into it the same way that I attacked my playing career. But, of course, you miss not being able to go through it. And, maybe you don't miss the hits and all that stuff. But, it's a little bit – it is strange not being sore and not sharing, being in a locker room. And those are things that you can't replace. And being a player in the National Football League for Dallas Cowboys, I mean, it doesn't get better than that. And so you're going to miss it. And think back on those moments and it's defined who you are for so long. And so I think, of course, that I missed it every step of the way.
Now, clearly the ESPN gig is once in a lifetime, but I had to ask, is there any regret that you felt for the position that the Cowboys were left in when you retired? Free agency was already over. They were in the middle of the draft. They didn't really have a chance to prepare for your departure as far as the way that they were planning their offseason. Is there any regret that you feel about the situation that you left the team in? Does any of that weigh on you?
No, look, I was talking to Jerry the entire time about it, and he was great. His ability, I mean, he has so many great traits, but his ability to pull back with me and he was my counsel on it, and I mean, certainly my wife and my family, but, Jerry was the counsel that I went to and spoke to him the entire time. And they have some young players that they wanted to get going, whether I was on the team or not, they think highly of them and think they have some bright futures and, I was going into my 16th year, so certainly at some point, it was going to end sooner rather than later, unfortunately. But he was incredible with me and the counsel that he gave. And So no, I don't have any regret towards that.
Okay, let's play this hypothetical out. If somebody could come to you and guarantee, I mean absolutely guarantee, that the 2018 Cowboys would not only go to the playoffs, but they would win their sixth Lombardi trophy if you returned. However, the ESPN gig would not be there waiting for you in 2019. Would you come back, or would you go ahead and stick with the decision that you made?
Well, I try not to live in the guarantee world. You know, I know how hard it is in the National Football League, every single play, every single game. So I know what that challenge is all about. I mean, certainly that was something that weighed heavy on me, was the opportunity to go on that journey again and ultimately to be a champion. You know, and I can only imagine what that feeling would feel like to bring that back to Dallas. You know, every day I woke up for 15 years, that was my motive, and that was my motivation. And I, you know, I tried my damnedest to do it. We came up short, and look, I mean, that's going to weigh on you for a long time, you know, and there's been a lot of great players that never got a chance to do it. Some of the greats that ever played the game. And, that's part of it. You know, there's not always these fairy tale endings that we'd like to draw up. But yeah, I mean, you know, if you could guarantee me that opportunity, I mean, you know, but I really tried not to live in that world. You know, I tried to make the decision, thinking it through, and this opportunity to be around the game and provide perspective and insight, and this is a great challenge for me and great people around me. You know, I just got to move forward, man. That's, you always have to do that. And they got good players. They do. And I know a lot of people are, you know, questioning what happened, and it was a tough loss, and they didn't play to their expectation there on Sunday, the Cowboys, but they got the people in the right place. They have good leadership. I'm proud of, you know, how I went about it for 15 years, and hopefully I had some type of positive effect on a lot of those guys in the locker room, and now they're in the place, and they get to carry the torch.
There you go. Let's follow up on that. We're talking about the 2018 Dallas Cowboys. Of course, we're here on Cowboys Crunch Time with KD, with the one and only Jason Witten. The Cowboys are marching into this season without you. Outsider's observation, it feels like quarterback Dak Prescott has been seeing these pass rush ghosts ever since the Atlanta game. The offense hasn't necessarily righted the ship since Ezekiel Elliott and Tyron Smith were out. And of course, we're talking about one game, the first game of the season. You don't want to draw season-long conclusions off of the first game, especially considering the situation that the Cowboys were in. But put your analyst hat on for me. What do you see is the reason for the Cowboys' recent struggles in the passing game?
Well, like you said, I mean, it's one game, and so you don't want to overreact. I think Coach Garrett's got a good perspective on that. Looking at it, I think that the positive is that the defense, I thought, showed some really good signs. The young secondary made some plays. I mean, Cam Newton, a former MVP, you know, holding them to 16 points. But I think more than anything else, offensively, you know, they want to run the football. Strength of that offensive line, probably the best offensive line in football, but it was without Travis Frederick, starting a rookie at left guard, who they have high expectations, but he's still a rookie. And not only Frederick is all pro center, but all the other things that he does. I mean, the communication that he handles, getting them in the right look, blocking up the protections in the run game. And you're going to see those 8-man boxes because of Elliott's talents and Dallas's ability to want to run the football. And for a long time, that's been the, you know, build it inside out with the running game. I think just you got to have explosive plays in the passing game, especially on a road going against a good Carolina defense led by Luke Kuechly. And so they just couldn't find that spark. They didn't have opportunities to get those big plays, whether it was, you know, guys not getting open or not having enough time or, you know, not being able to connect on the throws. There's a lot of things when you unravel it and kind of pull it back and look behind the curtain. I do think Dak has the intangibles and has shown, but, you know, much like a lot of quarterbacks in this league, the pieces around them. And when I look back at the 2016 season and the success we had, yeah, we ran the football really well, and LH year was incredible, leading the league in rushing. But the big plays that came, you know, Cole Beasley had a lot of those. Certainly Dez had a few, or quite a bit, and I was able to have a few. But, I mean, there's guys that through their play action, the passing game, you have to be able to get some of those explosive plays to flip field position. And I think it was noted in the game in the broadcast that, you know, they weren't able to get in Carolina territory for a lot of that first half. And, you know, it's hard when you can't get those big chunk plays. Easier said than done. I mean, trust me, I know Scott Linehan is working hard on trying to find those plays and dial them up. But you just, you can't really win on the road, regardless of how good your running game is, without those big plays, those chunk plays is what I'm calling them. And I think that's where they're focusing on, finding ways to get some of those, whether it's inside the pocket in your dropback game or some of your play action stuff. That's where, when that offense is really in flowing and in full effect, that's what you're seeing. And they weren't able to have enough of those throughout that game.
You see with other teams that have some of the best backs, the dynamic backs, Pittsburgh with Le'Veon Bell, Arizona with David Johnson, they really do focus on getting those guys involved in the passing game. And for the Cowboys, that really hasn't been the case with Ezekiel Elliott, even though we all saw that was a big part of what he was able to do while he was at Ohio State. And we've even seen it in the pros. The two biggest plays that he's had have come on passing plays. Do you think the Cowboys would benefit by getting him more involved in the passing game over these next few weeks?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a priority. I mean, you know, line one is to get your best players the ball as much as you can. And trust me, they have a lot of respect for Zeke Elliott and his ability. You know, I mean, the game kind of dictated. I think he had 15 rushes, I believe. I mean, certainly they want him to handle that workload and get more attempts. But then out of the backfield as well. And so, you know, games have ebbs and flows, and being able to find those plays at the right time to – whether it's a screen or just a check down out of the backfield. And, you know, if you can get Ezekiel Elliott in space one-on-one, whether it's a run or a pass, that's a good matchup that you like. I mean, you referenced Le'Veon Bell, and I was able to cover Todd Gurley last week. I mean, those are some of the things that these guys create. And so as it unfolds, I know that that's a priority for them, to get their playmakers the ball in space, whether it's through the run or the pass. And, you know, the challenge is within that chess match, how does it happen? And, you know, certainly you want to feed your best players, and both in the running game and passing game. And to your point, if you're getting a lot of those 8-man looks and stopping the run, which we saw a lot in Carolina on Sunday, then, you know, it's easy to say, okay, well, let's try to get it in the passing game. And I think that's what they're going to be working on now. And we'll try to do moving forward. They're well aware of that.
Yeah, see, I'm an old school guy. I'm used to seeing Daryl Johnston and Emmitt Smith catching the ball out in the backfield. And I think it's always interesting which era a fan came up in on who they considered to be the Cowboys' biggest rivals. If you were 70s, 80s, early 90s, you tend to hate Washington. Late 90s, early 2000s, the Eagles. Late 2000s, the Giants, when they won their two Super Bowls. But one thing is for sure, though, that every generation holds Jason Witten in high regard. There's no question about that. So I imagine that when you started showing up with coolers of Miller Lite to a few lucky families, they went absolutely apoplectic about your arrival at their households. Talk to me about Miller Lite and the partnership with you and the Cowboys.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity for me. I mean, I was thrilled to be a part of it. Miller Lite are great. They're great people. Great campaign that they had going, and you know, really no better way than the kickoff football season than to surprise some fans here in the Dallas area with me being the delivery man. And so I think it went hand in hand, Miller Lite and football and cookouts and family and smiles. And I think the video captured it really well. And I was thrilled to be a part of it and to see some of those fans, you know, and the support they're giving. We have some of the best fans playing for the Cowboys in the world. And so for me to be able to experience that and to spend some time with them, it was a great opportunity for me, something I was thrilled to be a part of. And, you know, people are commenting on my delivery truck ability. So, you know, if things don't work out, I think I'll have a future somewhere.
Look, there's little that I doubt less than the fact that Jason Witten is going to be able to find some sort of employment if anything goes wrong with the broadcasting for ESPN. Jason, thank you so much for joining us here on Cowboys Crunch Time. It has been an absolute honor chopping it up with you here.
Hey, you as well. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right, take care.